The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
We have a very special guest on the phone. He's a great author, actually. He's coming to Pepperdine Grad School. He's going to be speaking on his new book. Tim Goglian has a book called American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation.
And we need some healing.
We need some healing. And the question becomes, does it come from the government? Does it come from the restoration of the American family? Tim Goglian discusses this at Pepperdine on Monday. And, of course, in the new book and a little bit right now on The Morning Answer. Happy Thursday, Tim. Welcome.
Thank you so much. What an honor to be with you.
You're very kind to say that. I'll warn you. As you heard, they call me the...
We call Brian the lovable liberal. I, Tim, am the conservative crusader because I walk around in a cape a lot, you know.
She does. That's a fact. It's not a fact yet. It's been established that you love me, Tim. You decide after. But I'm going to ask you some, maybe questions that maybe you don't get every media appearance. But okay. The book is a great one, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. I'll tell you up front, we might agree more than you think. I am a lovable, classical liberal. I actually believe that, for example, on I'll get to some issues in a moment. I'd like you to discuss the premise. I know you worked for President George W. Bush.
George W., uh-huh.
And this is a divided nation. We have a divided nation and many problems. You write, this is no time for the family to run and hide. Tell us more, Tim Goglian.
Well, let me just start by saying I'm glad that I learned from a great Southern Californian, Ronald Reagan, that somebody who agrees with you 70 or 80% of the time is called your friend.
That's right.
And we're Americans, so where there's 20 or 30% disagreement, welcome to the United States of America. And as I speak with both of you, I am looking at the National Archives here in Washington, which is the repository of the greatest document for freedom in the history of man, the United States Constitution. And one of the things that we talk about at length in American Restoration, and one of my major themes at Pepperdine in Southern California next Monday when I'm there, will be about the restoration of the Constitution. In my role at Focus on the Family, I travel all the time. And whether I am speaking, Brian and Jen, to a group of progressives or conservatives or all of the above or none of the above, it can be 15,000 people or 5,000. One of the things that always comes up is the following. People say, I've never been more concerned about my country. If they have children or grandchildren, they say, I've never been more concerned about their future. And then they always say, what can I do? What can we do? And American Restoration is an answer to that question. It's 15 chapters about the things that we can all agree upon need to be restored.
Mm.
Family, the Constitution, the idea of a gentleman, the idea of a lady. I mean, I really do believe that this is not a political book. It's a culture book, and it's about renewal and the way forward for our country.
Interesting. The author of the book, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation, is Tim Goglian here on The Morning Answer.
And Tim, I think what you're saying is so right. I think we need to do a better job of raising strong men and strong women. That idea of being a gentleman and a lady, I think, has been lost for reaching maybe some other objective. One of the other things I think is really important is service, is getting good people to run for office, to become more politically active, to try to lead by example. But it seems that we're in this mode now where, and this isn't just something exclusive to Democrats or exclusive to Republicans, but we tear down our opposition and these attacks become very personal. And so those good people, those future leaders who really have the capability to heal our nation on a political level, maybe they're afraid to run for office. How do we start to combat that a bit?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that, Jen, and we addressed that in American Restoration. And let me gloss what you said very quickly, because this book is timely, topical, and relevant, as are the people who listen to this program. You know, what's up and what can we do? You know, we have retreated in 21st century America to a kind of digital bunker mentality. And the American Enterprise Institute, with which I work very closely, has a wonderful essay about this morning. And it brings up the question, Jen, how do we restore civility, magnanimity in the public square? Mm. How do we restore this idea that we can disagree on the biggest issues there are agreeably?
Sure.
I mean, you know, this is the seedbed of a constitutional republic that can work well. And I think that this is one of the largest historic questions. You have posed it. Can we, in 21st century America, get outside of this digital bunker mentality? Can we widen the public space and say, yes, we disagree. Mm. Let's find a way to actually, with a healthy sense, have this conversation. That will help provide a sense of renewal and restoration for the country that we all want.
Sure. Tim Goglian is our guest. The book is American Restoration. He's coming to Pepperdine Grad School on Monday to talk about the book. We have a few more moments. The structure, or I should say a debate point, if you will, that is established in the book is, do our answers to our problems on The Morning Answer lie with government or lie in the strength of the American family? You write that government will not provide the solutions we desperately need. I ask you for a quick answer. Even President Trump won't provide the solutions we need?
May I say, and I'm going to be clear as crystal, there will never be a conservative great society. There will never be a proposal to restore America that starts in Washington, D.C., and pushes across the country. It begins in our families, in our marriages, in parenting, in the home, in the church, in community and neighborhood. I'm a categorical optimist. I'm a hopefulist.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it is organic. It begins from the bottom and wells its way up, not imposed by Silicon Valley, Washington, Hollywood, the financial district of New York, downward.
Tim, I actually...
That's the strength of America.
Tim, I actually agree. When we talk on this program about failures of government, and we do that a lot, by the way, or the Los Angeles Unified School District, I make the point all the time. The government, LAUSD, the school system, can have your kid for 6 or 7 hours a day. But I promise you, if your kid goes home to a family, to a home, where what's taught and instructed in the classroom is not reinforced in a positive environment, well, the government, the public education can't help that child if the family fails it. So I ask you, is it the failures of government or the failures of the family that are more damaging?
We have massive problems in marriages, families, and parenting. You are absolutely right about that. And public education or private education will never be able to tuck a child into bed at night. They will never be able to save a marriage. It's not an either or, it's together and. That's what I believe. But it absolutely does begin in healthy marriage, family, and parenting. They are the first educators. They are the one that begin to build a portal, a foundation of success for a young person.
And Tim, really, we are up against the break. So this is going to be a hard question, but you'll have about 30 seconds to answer it. And that is, I believe, I'm with you. I think that this is a culture war. We have so many changes to make to our culture, and it has to start there. How can the faith-based community be more effective in shaping what's going on in this culture war?
Yes, thank you. In the American experience, and we say this in American Restoration absolutely from the beginning, in the American experience, the church, the synagogue, the place of worship, it's going to have to be a reweaving. It's going to have to be a spiritual renewal, spiritual restoration. That's where American Restoration actually begins.
Mm. Tim Goglian, author of the book American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation, right here at Pepperdine Grad School. He'll be speaking on his book on Monday, just after the weekend. Tim, it's great to talk to you, and we know we'll talk to you soon. I wish you a wonderful Thursday and a great weekend to follow.
Be of good cheer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.